The country's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, says President-elect Joe Biden's ambitious plan to vaccinate Americans against the coronavirus is doable. Here he is yesterday on ABC's This Week.
The goal of vaccinating 100 million people in the first 100 days is a realistic goal. We can do 1 million people per day.
But they're going to have to speed things up. So far, 4.5 million people have received their first shots out of the 15.4 million doses distributed to states. Dr. Lena Wen joins us now on Skype. She's an emergency physician and professor of public health at George Washington University. Dr. Wen, welcome back. It's always good to speak with you. How concerned are you that so few shots have been given out? Is it costing people their lives?
I am extremely concerned. This is really where I don't think any of us were hoping that we would be at this point, especially when thousands of people are dying every day and we're looking at millions of doses of vaccine that are appearing to be lingering around in freezers rather than doing their work and saving lives.
And I think I'm sorry to cut you off there. I was just going to say it does look like things are ramping up, though. A little over 2 million doses in the first 2 weeks and about the same number in just the last week. So, I mean, does that give you hope at all?
I mean, it's certainly going in the right direction, but I think there needs to be much more urgency. We need to have a wartime effort. And along with that, we need to be recruiting an army of vaccinators. We need to be setting up vaccination centers, as other countries are doing all around the U.S. The federal government needs to be injecting some very much needed urgency into this process and set the expectation for an all-hands-on-deck 24/7 effort. And I think really critically, local and state health departments, they're trying to do their best. They're already managing testing, contact tracing, and now they're doing a vaccination program on top of that. And so the targets should be set by the federal government, but then they should be asking the locals, what do you need in order to reach these targets? And the federal government needs to be providing a lot more guidance and support than they currently are.
You wrote an op-ed to this point in the Washington Post yesterday explaining what more could be done to streamline and speed up the process. And one of the ideas, some of them you've already mentioned, one of them was that you could give more doses to certain cities or areas that could immediately then launch mass vaccination programs. How would that idea work?
Right now, the doses are being distributed on a per capita basis, which is important for fairness. The problem, though, is that not all jurisdictions are able to have the capacity right now. Some of them are going to require a lot more investment into their infrastructure versus there are other places that are ready to go. And we should not be waiting for everyone to catch up. And so the federal government can select, for example, 10 cities or 10 areas that are the most likely to succeed. Give them a million doses to distribute, let's say, within a month. Look to see how they innovate, how they overcome the initial logistical challenges. And then they can be the ones writing the playbook for other cities while we also give the investment to other areas to help them to reach this place. Basically, we don't have time to waste at this point. You use the doses you have or you lose it.
Some public health experts are floating the idea that it might be better to give just one dose of the vaccine and then delay the second shot so that you have twice as many people getting it right away. And then you do the second dose later on, a few weeks later than planned. What do you think of that idea?
I think the concept of it makes sense. However, it does not work in reality right now for a number of reasons. One is that this is not the problem that we have. We don't have a situation where the number of doses is our limiting factor. We actually have the doses. We're unable to get it out. So I don't want to be solving for the wrong problem here. The second issue is the data just are not there to support this one-dose regimen. We don't know how long immunity lasts after one dose. This is not how the studies were conducted. And I'm very concerned about vaccine hesitancy. Already, there's a big problem with people thinking that, well, maybe shortcuts were taken in this process. Things were done so quickly. As a physician, I've been advising my patients, look, we follow the science to the T. There were no shortcuts taken. If we're now proposing a shortcut, I think it could really breed distrust and end up with a big issue with trust in these vaccines moving forward. And again, when we're not even trying to solve for this problem right now.
I think it's worth noting that other countries are figuring this out. Israel, for example, has been able to vaccinate about 11% of its population so far. Granted, it's a much smaller country, but, you know, what are some lessons we can take from other places?
Yeah, one of the lessons, in addition to the sense of urgency and preparedness that we should have had all along, investment in our infrastructure, one of the other lessons is that there is a role for the federal government. Even if you're expecting for individual clinics or local health departments or others to be actually administering the vaccine, the federal government can do a lot. So looking at Israel as a perfect example of this, they have created an app, based on my understanding, where people can register in advance. They do all their paperwork on this app, and then they're told where to show up and when. Most of the time that's taken with getting a vaccine is not actually the shot. That takes seconds. It's all the paperwork. Well, we can be streamlining these processes. We don't need to be waiting for somebody to actually show up, to be given paperwork, to be answering their questions. That could all be done in advance. That's the kind of work that should be done by the federal government, so that where each state is not trying to reinvent the wheel.
Dr. Lena Wen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.